The scripture reading this morning will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. You may be seated.
Open the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul is discussing the idea of death, but he also emphasizes the wonderful hope we have of life after death when this life is over. I believe Paul makes a very interesting and yet significant statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. Paul said, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened." Now, the tabernacle of which Paul is talking about is the tabernacle of the human body. Paul says, while we are in this physical body, we are going to groan. As long as we are in this physical body, there are burdens that we're going to have to bear. And we ought to realize that the deepest and the heaviest burdens borne by people today are many times burdens that we don't see outwardly. And if we could just stop today and realize the tremendously heavy burdens that some are called upon to bear. Some right here today in this assembly are experiencing those kinds of burdens. And if we could stop and understand the tremendous weight that often bears upon the souls and the minds of people, I imagine we would be a lot more inclined to be more generous in our judgment of other individuals in this world. We just need to realize that all of us from time to time are going to have burdens that we have to bear. And since we do have to bear burdens, and since we're called upon many times to face difficult challenges, difficult decisions, difficult choices, I think it would do us a lot of good today to look at some things that the Bible says in regard to how we can better bear the burdens that we're called upon to bear from time to time. And I want to suggest briefly three ideas this morning. First of all, this morning, I want to suggest that in life, there are burdens that we're going to have to bear. Just because we are alive here upon this earth, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be difficulties. There's going to be times of crisis in our lives. There's going to be burdens that we have to bear. Things aren't always going to go smoothly, are they? It's not always going to be easy sailing. Paul says here, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened." You know, the Bible talks about in Mark 13, verse 34, how that the Son of Man is like a man taking a journey into a far country. And he left his house and he gave authority to his servants and to every man his own work. Now, in the sense of responsibility and doing what the Lord would have us to do, every one of us have burdens that we just need to understand that we're going to have to bear. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4 says, "But let every man prove his own work, and every man shall bear his own burden or load." We just need to realize today that there's some things that we have to take responsibility for ourselves. For example, when it comes to making a decision to obey the gospel, nobody else can make that decision for you. Nobody else can believe for you. Nobody else can repent for you. Nobody can confess the name of Christ and be baptized for you. That's a burden. That's a responsibility you must bear yourself. And when it comes to the idea of worshiping God, nobody else can bear that responsibility that belongs to you. Nobody else can pray for you. Nobody else can take the Lord's Supper for you. There's just a lot of things that we need to understand that we have to do ourselves. And so as Christians, we need to understand that there are obligations that we need to fulfill. And on that last day of judgment, when we stand before God on that last day, when this world comes to an end, there's not anybody else, regardless of how much they love us, how much they may care for us, there's nobody that can be judged for you on that particular day. That's a burden that each one of us are going to have to bear. The Bible says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14, verse 12. And so we need to realize that when it comes to the burdens of life, there are some responsibilities that we're going to have to face up to. There are some obligations that we're going to have to shoulder in the work of the Lord. And brethren, I believe we'd be a lot better off if we will understand that there's simply no escape from these obligations that we have. There's no way that, you know, we can make personal excuses and say, well, I can't be involved in this work, or I can't be involved in that work, or I'm too busy. And yet we need to understand that God knows what we are. He looks down from heaven and beholds all the sons of men. God knows we're frail. God knows we're weak. God knows we're not perfect. But he does expect for us to fulfill our obligations that we have to him. And so we need to realize, as Paul said in this verse of Scripture, there's some burdens that we have to bear ourselves. There's some work in the Lord that we need to face up to and realize that we have an obligation to fulfill what God would have us to do. Secondly, though, today, let's realize that there are times when we can assist and when we can help others bear their burdens. Sometimes we can, sometimes we need and should help one another bear burdens. I love Philippians 2 and verse 4, where we're challenged to look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, in our culture today, we're pretty much self-oriented, aren't we? You know, we focus on our needs and what's good for us and what our desires are, rather than trying to find out what's in the best interest of other people. The Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6 and verse 2. I think about a lady who calls, an older lady, got some very serious health issues. She's got some other problems in her life as well. And all she says when she calls is, please tell everybody to remember me in your prayers. You see, here's an individual that all she's asking is for other people to pray for her. And knowing that other people are going to be praying for her and the problems that she's dealing with, what a great help that is in bearing her burdens. And brethren, we just need to realize how much we need to bear each other's burdens. We need to care about one another. Now, here in the context of Galatians chapter 6, Paul said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, you restore such an one in the spirit of meekness or gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And then Paul said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, that just simply says that we ought not go about, you know, condemning one another, criticizing one another. We ought not go about throwing stones at one another and doing things that would hurt one another. Instead, Paul says that we need to try to help one another. We need to try to restore one another. And we need to do that with the right kind of attitude. You know, the word restore, really, there is a medical term. And what it means is to put a joint back in its proper place. You know, if you go to the orthopedic and a bone is out of place, or, you know, something is out of socket, that doctor will put that bone back in place. He will restore, if you will, that joint that's been dislocated. And so what Paul is saying here is, we need to help one another by bearing other burdens. And we, just like a orthopedic would put a joint back in place, we need to try to do what we can to help our brothers and sisters in Christ to get back into their proper place in God's family. And we can't do that with just any attitude. Now, your orthopedic doctor may not have a lot of personality. He may not have good bedside manner. He still probably can do a very effective job on putting the joint back in place. But when it comes to helping one another and restoring one another, our attitude is very, very important. We can't approach people with an arrogant, self-righteous, haughty, boastful attitude. I wonder how many times people have gone out and maybe they have said the right thing, but because of the attitude they possessed when they said it, the warning and the encouragement given was completely worthless. In fact, it may have done much more harm because it was not done in the right spirit and with the right attitude. And we just need to go out and let people know that we care about them, that we're concerned about them, and we're not here in any way to hurt them whatsoever. We need to bear one another's burdens in a spirit of meekness. And I think this idea of bearing burdens can have even a broader application. I think about the burdens that people have to bear that are brought on by times of crisis in our lives. We know that that very thing is going on among some of our brethren here at Del Rayda. Maybe it's a time of sorrow. You know, picture in your mind for just a moment a teenage young man. He's got a teenage sister. They've got a father and a mother that they love dearly. They're very close to them. And then all of a sudden, without any warning whatsoever, that father dies of a heart attack. We know that kind of tragedy happens time and time again. And we've seen many times where people in that situation were so heartbroken. It just seemed like their whole world was just literally being torn out from under them. And had it not been for the fact that brethren were there to say, listen, we care about you. We love you. Or maybe they didn't say anything at all, which can be good, but the fact that they were just there with them spoke countless words of love and concern. To me, it's such a touching scene to see young people as they go up to console another young person who maybe has lost a father or a mother or a loved one. Brethren, in times like these, I don't know if we could go on were it not for the fact that we have brethren that love us, that care about us, that are there to support us, and they tell us how much they love us and want to help us. That's why the Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep, Romans 12 and verse 15. Where one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And where one member is honored, all the members are honored with it. You know, I think about maybe burdens that are not so tragic, but they're still so very burdensome. Have you ever thought about the burden of leadership itself? Have you ever really thought about the burdens that our elders have to bear in the Lord's church today? The difficult decisions they have to continually make. Of all the people in this world, I don't believe any group of people have heavier burdens than our elders have. And I love elders and I appreciate them and I esteem them highly, and I want to do everything that I possibly can to make their burdens easier. But the fact is, they have very weighty obligations and burdens. That's why the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, Hebrews 13, verse 17. And we need to make up our minds that we're going to do everything within our power to try to make their burdens lighter. Let them know how much we appreciate what they do. Let's ask the question, though, how can I better bear the burdens that I'm called upon to bear? How can I help other people bear their burdens? Just a couple of suggestions here. May I suggest, first of all, we need to try to live a faithful Christian life. You know, if I'm trying to live a faithful Christian life, and if I'm trying to let my light shine before other people, then that's going to make a profound difference as people observe my life. People are going to be encouraged as they see me living faithfully before God on a daily basis. And what a great encouragement we can be to other people as they bear burdens. And I think also if we could make up our minds that we're going to have more confidence and more faith in other people, I think that will encourage folks to be better. You know, we ought not be the kind of people that are always trying to find fault. We ought not to try to make it our business and try to find things about which we can condemn others and criticize other people. But if we could just stop and try to believe in the very best of people, there's no telling how many burdens we could help others bear. You know, think about the great confidence that our Lord had in those disciples, those 12 apostles. One of those denied him three times. On the night our Lord was betrayed, the Bible says all the disciples forsook him and fled. But our Lord taught them. Our Lord gave them the record, even though they really didn't even understand what was actually going on at the time our Lord ascended back to his Father. Our Lord still had confidence in them. And some of these men went on to write pages of inspiration in their Bible. They did everything they could to make known the gospel, even to the point where the Bible says the gospel had been preached to every creature under heaven, Colossians 1, 23. You see, the Lord believed genuinely in other people. And I just wish that we could make up our minds that instead of focusing on negative things, that we would try to focus our attention on positive things. Let's try to instill confidence in other people and in their abilities to accomplish great things for the work of the Lord. I think if we can just have confidence and express that in other people, we'll help others bear their burdens. But I want to suggest as I close today that not only are there some obligations that we have to fulfill ourselves, not only can we help and assist others bear their burdens, I want to suggest as well that there's some things that are simply beyond the care and the help of another human being. The Bible says in Psalms 55 and verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Sometimes we have to say, Lord, there's just no way that I can handle this in and of myself. I just can't do it without your help. And I'm going to have to place this in your hands. Have you ever really had those times in your life when maybe we're somewhat similar to what our Lord was in Gethsemane? Our Lord was facing a great crisis. He knew the horrible death of crucifixion was imminent. He knew exactly what he was about to face, the horrible, painful death. He was about to bear the sins of the whole world upon his shoulders. But in our own lives, have we had some real hard situations some terrible ordeal that we're dealing with, something very unpleasant that we had to decide about, and we say, Lord, if it be possible, please let this be taken from me. And He may take it from us. Or He may leave it with us. And if He does, we know that He's going to give us the strength to bear that particular problem. You know, some here have heavy burdens to bear. Paul asked for help. He asked for that thorn in the flesh to be removed in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. But Paul finally realized that, you know, the thing that he had wrong with him, the burden he had to bear, could ultimately be used to God's glory. There's some things that we have to bear, and we ought not necessarily ask the Lord for lighter burdens, but instead we ought to ask Him for the strength to help us bear those burdens. And there are those things in life that we have to face from time to time that are very critical. You know, maybe you're the victim of somebody who's extremely jealous or envious. It may be that you've been unjustly accused of something. It may be that you've been betrayed by a spouse or a dear friend. Maybe there's some things that are beyond your control that just simply cause a tremendous amount of hurt. Maybe there's a loved one in your family that is facing some kind of serious illness. And these are things that you have to deal with on a daily basis. There's no easy way out. I think about some spouses here who've taken care of their spouse that was very, very ill. And that's gone on sometimes for years. And I personally don't know how that person has had the strength to go on day after day after day. But they're faithful in their commitment to that spouse. They take care of that spouse, even though it's a great burden to them, but they bear that burden and they cast that burden upon the Lord. So sometimes we just have to ask the Lord to help us bear our burdens. We can know that the Lord is not going to put more on us than we can bear. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. I just hope these few thoughts today about how to bear burdens have been helpful to us. But you know, the greatest burden that we have to bear is the burden of sin. And aren't you thankful we don't have to bear that burden ourselves? Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ bears that burden for us, that He went to the cross? He shed His blood for our sins. He removed that barrier of sin so that we wouldn't have to bear that anymore. And if we're willing to render obedience to Him, if we're willing to believe in Jesus Christ, if we're willing to change our lives in repentance and confess His name, we can be baptized into the Lord's death where His blood was shed. And those sins can be washed away. That may be a need for some here even today. Or maybe you've been trying to bear your burdens by yourself. Maybe you need to come today. Maybe there's some things that you need to change or correct. This morning, the invitation is yours if you're subject to it. We ask that you come now while we stand and sing.